This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. We ask you to look down upon this thy servant. We pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy of all praise, you are worthy of all honor, and you are worthy of all glory. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Brother Weston, and to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, also those that are watching by the internet as we stream live, as well as YouTube. We greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from John 3, verses 16 and 17. John 3, 16 and 17. Familiar passage of scripture. I think is Deacon Gaines' favorite scripture. John 3, 16. Where we find these words which are recorded. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Amen. You may be seated. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. I want to use for a topic this morning, knowing our salvation.
All right.
Knowing our salvation. We can honestly ask the question, Daryl, what do you know?
All right.
We can further declare, how do you know it? Right. And we could ask, when did you know it?
All right.
And do you know what you know?
All right.
These are unusual, repetitive questions that we can ask ourselves, because at some particular time in our spiritual walk with the Lord, we should know something about the Lord and we should know something about salvation. Right. For your salvation is critical for the reason of you being here this morning. So I need to ask the question, what do you know about your salvation? For many of us have been in the church for 50 years and don't know the reality of your eternal security. So we reiterate the question, do you know your salvation?
Amen.
Do you really know your salvation? For we are certainly living in a prophetic time. You would agree with that.
Amen.
Where people all around the world are seeking questions regarding this man called Yeshua or Jesus. the Christ and seeking the plan of salvation. And how would they receive the Lord and the plan for salvation? How would they know that they are saved? Well, I can ask the question, how do you know
right. You're
saved? Romans 10 and 9 state that if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's one illustration. The Apostle Paul made it clear. The question is, how clear is that to you? When we think about salvation, God designed salvation for man. God never designed salvation for angels. That's important. And it's important because salvation was for mankind. Angels in heaven don't even understand this glorious salvation that you and I enjoy. Animals on earth don't understand it. Neither do fish in the sea understand it. But man, who was made a little lower than the angel, have the ability to understand this grand plan of salvation because of what God has done. I need to get parenthetical and repetitious because we need to get the point here, because if salvation wasn't designed for angels and was designed for man, and man was created a little lower than the angel, I can only imagine in my mind, Cynthia, that the angels are wondering and looking at us and saying, why does man not understand salvation?
Yeah, yeah.
I can only imagine in my mind that the angels, because we are made a little lower than them, wondering, why is it that man is so confused about what God has done for him? I can only imagine in my mind that angels get together and look down upon the earth and wonder, why is it such a mess here on earth? Because there's so much confusion and chaos regarding where we're headed after this world. I can only imagine why they are wondering what's going on here as they see all of the mishaps and the missteps that are going on in the world. And I can only come to one realization, that they're looking down at us, and one angel might say to the other, if they are made a little lower than us, why are they so messed up? And maybe they learn to each other and says, oh, I know the answer. You remember that one angel that was in heaven? He came down and he messed up an entire race. And instead of man being just like the Creator, man began to emulate that what God made. And that's the reason for the plan of salvation. It's a messy situation. God's plan of salvation was designed for you and I, because man, fallen nature, and God expressed his love towards us. Salvation has been defined then as an act of deliverance from sin and its consequences. And what that means is, in layman terms, is that God established moral laws by which you and I are to live by. I don't care what you think or how you feel. God says, I have moral laws for you to live by. I have laws that you're to govern yourself by. And anytime we violate those laws, sin is birth. So God's remedy was to establish salvation to reverse sin. How can you and I be sure of our salvation? Good question. And do you know where you're going? The Bible gives a clear answer to these questions. For the Bible is God's continuous way of speaking to you and I today. He's speaking to us in a prophetic and a profound way so that we won't be caught off guard. He's speaking to us in a prophetic and a defining way so that we will know more about him and less of the world, because he has something greater in the future coming for you and I. So we need to be ready for what God have in store. I tell Mama all the time, she said, is the world coming to an end? I said, it won't last forever. But certainly what God has will last forever. For those that are his, for those who are called according to his purpose, to those who believe, those who walk according to his word, those who live the way he wants us to live and do the thing that he wants us to do. Amen. We will live forever with the Lord.
Yes, right.
But in order to know your salvation and know where you're going, I am going. We must understand, rather, something about God's word. First, we must know what God says about Scripture.
Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:15 says, study. Don't glance over it.
Right.
Don't fall asleep on it. How many pick up your Bible and fall asleep?
Come on now.
Study to show thyself approved. The problem that we have today is that we get God's word and we glance over it and we don't know what God is saying. The problem we have today in God's word is that we don't really meditate on God's word. We don't even talk to God about giving us inspiration to understand what he says. And so the Lord says, I need you to study to show thyself approved. And then he said, you need to be a workman. A workman is a person who diligently, professionally go after what his profession is. If this is your profession, and your profession is to be a Christian, which implies that you are Christ-like, then you ought to be working towards the ultimate destination, and that is to look like Christ. Study to show thyself. It ain't about mama. It ain't about cousin. It ain't about Uncle John, it's about you. And the Lord says, I need you to study, and I need you to be a workman so that you can rightly divide the word of truth. Because not everything you hear is the truth. You've heard me say, I preach the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, that may baffle somebody, because every time you preach the truth, somebody is being hurt. But God ain't trying to hurt you. God is trying to save you.
Right.
And if God is trying to save you, sometime when we say amen, we know that what God is saying implies to something that we are dealing with in our life,
yeah,
or have gone through in life. For many of us, we can see what God is doing. How many of us came to church with mom and dad, and in doing so at a young age, we joined the church, and then we were baptized? Many of us got that experience. I know I did. But in getting this experience, did we really know why we were being baptized? And did we truly understand salvation? Certainly many of us came to church as a child. We accepted the Lord because mama and daddy brought us. We got baptized, then what, there?
Yep.
Did we really understand?
Right.
Did we really know about God? Did we really understand why we are Baptists? Did we really understand why we are here? As a child, salvation was what mom and dad taught us and what the pastor said. But did we really understand it? And maybe some of you this morning still have some questions. Because it's important to know where you're going after this life. There's a story told about Dr. Albert Einstein. And Dr. Einstein was a theoretical physicist. And he was known to be one of the greatest physicists of all time. But Einstein's friend knew more about his character. They knew his absent-mindedness. And because of this, they looked after him. They took care of him. It was told that one day Einstein was traveling from Princeton by train. The conductor came down the aisle punching the tickets of each passenger. Coming to Dr. Einstein, he waited for the physicist to reach in his vest pocket looking for his ticket. But it wasn't there. He reached into his other pocket, and it wasn't there either. Dr. Einstein looked in his briefcase.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at